Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Candace Gibson, joined by Josh Clark. How's it going?
Yeah, it's going pretty well, Candace. I'm feeling very curious today.
Curious like a cat?
Precisely.
Hungry like the wolf?
Precisely. So, you know, it's fortunate for us that it's 2008 because, you know, if this were like 908 AD, I'd probably be killed right now because scientific inquiry was pretty much frowned upon, right? The good thing is that we kind of emerged from this dark age, the medieval ages, into the age of exploration, where Europe just suddenly blew like dandelion feathers into the wind and started looking around this big wild world, which is good for us, usually bad for the people, you know, who already lived in the places the Europeans discovered. I just made air quotes. But it did give rise to the Age of Enlightenment, where scientific inquiry and curiosity just took off like a rocket, right?
And people were curious on tangible things, too. People who traveled to these far and distant lands would bring back artifacts, mm-hmm. and it was considered very fashionable among Europe's elite to come and gaze upon these items.
I know what you're talking about. Wunderkammer, right? Or Wunderkammer.
Wonder chambers.
Right. Or cabinets of curiosity. And they'd have all sorts of weird stuff in it, right?
I mean,
give me an example.
Well, these were precursors to the modern museum, so pretty much anything you'd see in a museum today from, like, oh, I don't know, maybe not a mastodon skeleton necessarily, but like a starfish or, you know, an idol from an equatorial cult, things
right.
like this.
Right. So I can totally buy that. The thing is I have heard that one guy in particular, Peter the Great, who was fascinated by this kind of stuff and actually had his own Wunderkammer, a very legendary one, had baby skeletons in it, which just strikes me as weird. Like starfish, equatorial cult fetishes, whatever. I get that. But baby skeletons, is that fact or fiction?
Believe it or not, that's fact.
Wow.
So, yeah, these just weren't metaphorical skeletons in his closet. Don't know why I took that pregnant pause there. I guess I'm picturing these creepy little things.
No, I would advise self-doubt for that one, too.
But they're not really that creepy. I mean, it was for the sake of science. And Peter was really in love with the work of one particular Dutch scientist named Frederick Ruysch. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but I hope I am, Roysch. Anyway, he put together little dioramas of sylvan scenes that featured fetal skeletons.
Nice.
And instead of these little baby skeletons wandering through brambles and trees and shrubs, they were wandering through tangles of arteries and veins. And some of them were a little more excited to be captured in the diorama than others. Those who were rather disappointed at their state of eternal torment cried into tissues made of flayed brain tissue, actually. So they were quite interesting to gaze upon, and Peter had a couple. They were really prized possessions, and this wasn't just for, you know, his own sick sense of humor. He was really hoping to pull Russia out of the Dark Ages to catch up with the rest of Europe. He wanted his people to appreciate this thing, you know, for science, for what it is, rather than being a freak of nature.
Right.
So you can actually see a picture of this creepy diorama in Josh's article when you read the question, "What was in Peter the Great's Cabinet of Curiosities?" on HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@howstuffworks.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.